Are you glad to be saved tonight?
Oh, yes.
I'm thankful we do serve a real good God. He's a real big God, too. And, boy, I mean, just, I could go home right now and be satisfied. But I'll give you what the Lord's give me, and I'll get down and I'll get out of the way. If you got your Bibles, go to Matthew chapter number 13. Matthew chapter number 13, if you would, whenever you find your place, would you stand and give reverence for the reading of God's Word. Matthew chapter number 13. We'll start in verse number 1. It says, "The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. Multitudes stood on the shore. He spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Yes. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away." And this is where I want to take my message from tonight, if I could. And it says, "And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them." It says, "But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some hundredfold, 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." Thank you for standing. You may be seated tonight. Here in verse number 7 of Matthew, or verse number 7 of Matthew chapter number 13, it says, "And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them." And tonight I want to preach to you just for a minute, if I could, on what's keeping you from growing. What's keeping you from growing tonight? And you know, there's a lot of things that that's in our life that we consume our lives with that will keep us from growing real good. Will keep us from being bearing fruit and being what God would have us to be. And I got to thinking about that. I mean, me and Haley have been working all week in the first of the week on some property that we had bought. We had been cleaning up some brush and cutting down some brush and things like that. And you know, to get to the good stuff, to get to where the green grass was, and to get, Holly knows all about it, she'd been over there too, but to get to where you could actually see the fence, you had to clear out some of the brush. And the same way with the fields. I mean, we had to spray those things. You know, we had to bush hog it. We had to spray it. And we had to fertilize it that way that we could start seeing green grass. And, you know, that way it could be productive for hay this season. And I got to thinking about those thorns on how, what they do. And I got to thinking about it spiritually in a Christian's life. You know, there's so many things that will spring up and that will take our time away from God. And, you know, sometimes it seems like it's coming up and it might look pretty. I mean, you look at some of them things, whenever they first come up and they start budding out, Jordan, they look pretty whenever they're in the field. Yep. And then whenever they get a little bit taller, I mean, they start growing thorns and they start taking all of the nutrients from all the good fruit that's supposed to be growing. And I got to thinking about that. A lot of times that's what the devil will do to us. He'll put things in our life, and even us will put things in our life that's taken away from what God wants us to be and for God, what God wants us to have through Him. And I got to thinking about the first one here, and I got to thinking about the thorn of pride. And boy, I'm telling you right now, we ain't nothing, Kevin. We ain't nothing. I mean, if we would ever realize that He is everything, that we are nothing. I mean, He's talking about somebody that's as wicked as we are. I mean, just a good God. I mean, it's about Him coming down and living on this old cruel earth and dying for us that way that we could be saved. Boy, I mean, you think about how wicked we are. Think about how dirty we are, God. How low we are. Ourselves up. Boy, we just act like we deserve heaven. Boy, we didn't deserve nothing. I mean, we act like we're just something. I mean, boy, I can put on my nice suit. I can come into church. I can scripture. Yeah. I can sing the songs. I can preach the word. But I tell you what, I ain't nothing, Kevin. Hey. I ain't nothing. The only reason why I am anything is because of Him. Of God, and I'm thankful for that tonight. And boy, I got to thinking about in Proverbs 16 and 15, it says that a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Galatians 6:3 says, for a man to think that he is something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. James 4:6, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. And boy, if we would just ever realize that we are nothing. I mean, well, we might have a good job. We might have a lot of money. Well, we might have a good social status. Everybody might like us. And we might be everybody's best friend, Matt. But I tell you what, God's not interested in none of that. I ain't saying that it's bad or anything. It's good to have things. It's real good, but it ain't good whenever things have you. It ain't good whenever you think you're something, whenever you're nothing. Because I'm telling you tonight, without God, we are nothing. I'm telling you, here in earth, I was thinking about this thorns. And whenever they come up and they start choking it out. I mean, whenever you start letting the world in, whenever you start letting the devil in, I mean, he'll come in, he'll take your whole family out. And whenever you think about it, I mean, the time that we're supposed to be reading our Bible, and the time that we're supposed to be praying, and the time that we're supposed to be studying, I mean, the devil just put those things in our life to distract us from doing what God wants us to do. I mean, every single one of us has thorns tonight. Every one of us got thorns in our life.
You're right.
Every one of us got problems. Every one of us got things that distract us from God. Every one of us got things in our life that keeps us from bringing forth good fruit. There's so many things. We get so consumed with these things.
Right.
But the first one I was thinking about, like I said, is the thorn of pride.
Right.
Boy, I ain't never seen a time where people just act like they're something.
Yeah.
If we would just get over ourselves, I believe that we'd be all right. You know, it ain't a contest on who can preach the best.
Right.
It ain't a contest on who can sing the best. It ain't a contest on who can pray the best. But anyway, I mean, I'm telling you tonight, we are nothing without God.
That's right.
We're nothing.
Good preaching.
That's right.
We're nothing without God. Pride will get you in trouble. The next thing that I was thinking about here, and it said, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up, and they choked them. And I got to thinking about some more thorns. I've got a couple more, and I'll get down, I'll get out of the way. I got to thinking about these thorns, about how, you know, whenever I was going through the field, and I was looking at the fence lines and stuff, and I made my way over to the yard, and whenever I was looking, the grass in that old house, it was pretty tall, and there was a bunch of just old stuff growing up. But we got over there, and next to this little bird bath thing, around all this stuff, I mean, if you was to look at this place, you'd say, well, you know, it's just falling in. It ain't going to ever be good for nothing. You know, there are all these thorns growing up and stuff, and there was one real pretty flower right in amongst them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got to thinking about that. If you don't do something with all them thorns, if you don't do something with all them weeds and things like that, that thing's not going to produce how it should.
Right.
I mean, the same way with your garden. If you put out a roll of beans, if you put out tomatoes, things like that, you got a hoe around them. You got a weed around them. Or those things are going to take the nutrients out of that thing. So that's what I'm saying tonight. We need to get rid of all the bad and start putting the good in. I mean, I don't know how much simpler it can be. If it looks bad, if it walks bad, if it talks bad, if it acts bad, it probably is bad. That's what I'm saying tonight. I'm not going to run that rabbit. I'm going to move on. But I'm just telling you tonight, there's thorns in our life that we've got to get rid of, or it's going to take all the glory away from God.
Hey, you're right.
We're supposed to be giving God the glory, not the world. And this thorn of pride,
that's
we're not supposed to be giving ourselves glory. We're supposed to be giving God glory.
Yeah.
The next one I was thinking about is a thorn of procrastination. That's a bad one. That one gets me every time.
Go ahead. Preach.
I feel like that one's buried in me sometimes. I feel like I'm hung up in it and I can't get away from it. Boy, we have those thorns in our life. You know, whenever we get down and we want to study, we want to witness, we want to read our Bible, we want to do this, we want to do that. We want to go. I mean, me and Ty was talking about this the other day. You know, we want to do so much. You know, we want to be what we should be for God. Yeah. We want to study more. We want to read more. But it seems like we always get busy.
Right.
We always get busy.
Yeah.
It seems like, I mean, there's always something going on.
Yeah.
Proverbs 20:4 said, "The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold.
That's right.
Therefore shall he beg in harvest."
Yeah, right.
I got to thinking about that verse. Whenever I've not studied my Bible, whenever I've not read my Bible, whenever I've not prayed like I'm supposed to, and I'm sitting around expecting God to do so much for me, I'm expecting all the blessings. I'm expecting everything to be perfect, Brother Delmer. I'm expecting Him to answer all these prayers, but I haven't done my part.
Right.
It's not God's fault.
Right.
It's my fault. It ain't God's fault that I said that I didn't have time today. Or I could do that tomorrow. Or maybe some other time. We're real good at getting busy.
You're right.
You know, we say, well, we can't help it. There's so much that goes on in our life. I mean, Haley's sitting back there looking at me right now. Honey, we're real good at getting busy. I mean, we stay busy.
Right.
It's always something going on.
Yep.
But, I mean, boy, you think about
it. Go ahead, preacher.
Are a lot of these things really more important than God? Are these things more important than doing something for the Lord?
No.
Lord, help me. Boy, I've been fighting this all day.
Go ahead.
I've been struggling with
it. Good over here, brother.
The thorn of procrastination. I feel like all of us are caught up in that thorn. All of us are caught up in those thorns. Some of us might be caught a little tighter than the others, but boy, we always seem like there's always something another thing to do. Always something better to do. Always somewhere to be. But
that's good preaching, brother.
You know, I mean,
Well,
if you think about it, whenever I first started preaching, I was talking about, you know, how wicked we are. And about how just undeserving that we are to even have a Bible.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about what we was and what the Bible described us as, man, we was Gentile dogs.
That's right.
And I mean, I can't even put it in my mind, and I can't even explain to you. I'm not educated enough. But if you think about it, I mean, the God of all glory, I mean, I'm talking the Lamb slain before the foundation of the earth, before any of this was spoken to existence.
Yep.
The God of all glory coming down and dying for us. And boy, we can't even read our Bible. We can't even pray. We can't even ask somebody to come to church with us. I mean, Lord, help me.
Yes.
I mean, it's serious. We can't even get excited whenever they stand up. I mean, it seems like whenever somebody gets saved, Lord, we just, hey, that's great, and we go on. I mean, you just seen somebody pass from death unto life. I've seen the greatest thing that could ever happen in this world. I mean, whenever the preacher's preaching, he's going through the book of Romans. I mean, he's going through all the Gospels, John 3:16, talking about how God loved us and died for us. I mean, talking about how good that He is. And it don't even get us excited anymore. Boy. I mean, how undeserving we are. And we act like we ain't got time for God.
Hey.
The next one that I was thinking about, and this one kind of goes on with procrastination, we look at a thorn of priority. Well, our priorities are wrong tonight. I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm trying to help you.
Yes, sir, brother.
It's a lot harder on me. I promise. But a thorn of priority. Where's your priorities at? I mean, think about it. I mean, what motivates you every day? Is it your job that motivates you? Is it money that motivates you? I mean, what is it that motivates you? What motivates you just to go through life? I mean, think about it. What motivates you every day?
Right.
We ought to be motivated by God.
Hey.
You know, everything that we do, and the Bible says in Him we live and move, we have our being. Everything that we do should be for God.
Yes.
I mean, no matter what it might be, I mean, it shouldn't be to please ourselves, please everybody else, but everything that we take part in, I mean, every time we wake up of a morning, what we do should try to be giving God try to be doing everything that we can to further the gospel, doing everything that we can to try to bring glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But our priority. priorities are messed up.
You're right.
My priorities are messed up. Your priorities are messed up. A lot of times we worry about taking care of ourselves first, and then we want to do everything we can for God.
You're right.
We want to worry about taking care of this first. We got to please everybody else. We got to please our boss. We got to do this. We got to do that. And then we take care of God.
You're right. All the brother, man.
You know, it shouldn't be all this on a list and then church.
Right.
Or then God. Then reading. Then studying. Then praying.
Hey.
Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yeah.
And all things shall be added unto you.
Yeah, brother. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
So I mean, our priorities. We're not perfect people. Well, I mean, I fall short every single day. I ain't going to say that you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm not a perfect person. I fall short every day. I get distracted. You know, I get caught up in all this stuff. But Lord, help me. Well, that's what I want to try to stay away from as much as I can. Everything that I do, I want to try to do it for the Lord. You know, everything me and my family do, I want to try to do it for God.
Yes, brother.
But sometimes I just fail miserably. But that's us. I'm thankful for repentance. I'm thankful that we have an advocate with a Father. I'm thankful that we have a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. I'm not preaching higher than thou or nothing like that. I fall short too. But I'm thankful for God. I'm thankful for a good God. A loving God, a graceful God, a merciful God. I'm thankful for that. But I'm going to ask you one more time tonight. What's keeping you from growing?
Yeah.
You say, well, preacher, I'm fine. Everything's fine. Everything's perfect. Everything's great. Well, just wait till tomorrow comes.
Amen.
Lord, because there's always going to be something. I mean, it might go good for a while, and that's great. I hope it does. But this ain't the only mountain that you're going to have to climb. It ain't the only set of briars you're ever going to get caught up in. It ain't the only set of thorns that's ever going to poke you. So I'm going to ask you tonight, what is keeping you from growing? If everyone would stand, I'm done preaching.